Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries again today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, we thank you and praise you and worship you for the mighty things that you give us. We thank you for the Word of God. We thank you, Lord, for making it clear and simple for us so that we can read it and study it so we will know who we are in Christ and what we can do. I thank you, Father, for the mighty Word of the living God. Now, Father, as we go on here in Romans chapter 9, I ask you to reveal to us the truth of the Word of God and show us what we really have in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father, for these great and awesome promises that you made to all the believers, to the Jew first and then the Gentiles that are believers, because those of us that are truly believers are all one in Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now then, today we're going to start off in Romans 9, verse 4, where it says, God has given you so much, but still you will not listen to him. That sounds just like us today, doesn't it? He took us as his own special chosen people, and he led them along with a bright cloud of glory, and he told you how very much he wanted to bless you. He gave you his rules for daily life, so you would know what he wanted you to do. He let you worship him and gave you mighty promises. And I might say today the promises that to those of us under the new covenant are really awesome. The book is full of mighty promises. But most of the church I've been associated with does not believe these promises. But this new covenant is full of mighty promises since the coming of Christ. And they work. And then great men of God were your fathers, and Christ himself was one of you, a Jew, so far as his human nature is concerned. He who now rules over all things was Jesus. Praise God forevermore. Well then, has God failed to fulfill his promises to the Jews? No, not at all. For these promises are only to those who are truly Jews, and not everyone born into a Jewish family is truly a Jew. Just the fact that they come from Abraham doesn't make them truly Abraham's children. For the scriptures say that their promises apply only to Abraham's son Isaac and Isaac's descendants, though Abraham had other children too. This means that not all of Abraham's children are children of God, but only those who believe the promise of salvation which he made to Abraham, for God had promised, next year I will give you and Sarah a son. And years later, when this son Isaac was grown up and married, and Rebekah his wife was about to bear him twin children, God clearly told him, he told her that Esau, the child born first, would be a servant to Jacob, his twin brother. And in the words of the scripture, I chose to bless Jacob, but not Esau. And God said this before the children were even born, before they had done anything good or bad. This proves that God was doing what he had decided from the beginning. It was not because of what the children did, but because of what God wanted and chose. Was God being unfair? Of course not. For God had said to Moses, if I want to be kind to someone, I will, and I will take pity on anyone I want to. And so God's blessings are not given just because someone decides to have them or works hard to get them. They are given because God takes pity on those he wants to. Now Pharaoh, king of Egypt, was an example of this fact. For God told him he had given him the kingdom of Egypt for the very purpose of displaying the awesome power of God against him so that all the world would hear about God's glorious name. So you see, God is kind to some just because he wants to be, and he makes some refuse to listen. Well then, why does God blame them for not listening? Haven't they done what he made them do? No, don't say that. Who are you to criticize God? Should the thing made say to the one who made it, Why don't you make me like that? Why did you make me like this? When a man makes a jar out of clay, doesn't he have a right to use the same lump of clay to make one jar beautiful, to be used for holding flowers, and another to throw garbage into? Does not God have a perfect right to show his fury and power against those who are fit only for destruction, those he has been patient with for all this time? And he has a right to take others, such as ourselves, who have been made for pouring the riches of his glory into, whether we are Jews or Gentiles, and to be kind to us, so that everyone can see how great his glory is. Remember what the prophecy of Hosea says. There God says that he will find other children for himself who are not from his Jewish family, and he will love them, though no one had ever loved them before. And the heathen, of whom it once was said, "You are not my people," shall be called sons of the living God. Now, Isaiah the prophet cried out concerning the Jews that though there would be millions of them, only a small number would ever be saved. You know, Jesus told us that in Matthew 7 also. He said, "Narrow is the way, and few there will be that find the gate to eternal life. But broad is the way to destruction, and many there will be that will find it." That never ceases to amaze me. How few people on this earth really ever come to know Christ as their Lord and Savior. I am so grateful and so blessed and so humbled that I am one of those children of God, and that I get to work directly for the King of the universe and see him do the wonderful things he does. He is a mighty God. Thank you, Father, for the privilege to serve you. Wow. But there was, Isaiah the prophet cried out concerning them that there would be a very small number that would ever be saved. "For the Lord will execute his sentence upon the earth quickly, ending his dealing justly, cutting them short." And Isaiah says in another place that except for God's mercy, all the Jews would be destroyed, all of them, just as everyone in the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah perished. Well then, what shall we say about these things? Just this, that God has given the Gentiles the opportunity to be acquitted by faith, even though they had not been really seeking God. But the Jews, who tried so hard to get right with God by keeping his laws, never succeeded. Why not? Because they were trying to be saved by keeping the law and being good instead of by depending on faith. They have stumbled over the great stumbling stone. You must receive this gift by faith. Now, God warned them of this in the scripture when he said, "I have put a rock in the path of the Jews, and many will stumble over him," which is Jesus. "Those who believe in him will never be disappointed." Dear brothers, the longing of my heart and my prayer is that the Jewish people might be saved. I know what enthusiasm they have for the honor of God, but it is misdirected zeal. For they don't understand that Christ has died to make them right with God. Instead, they are trying to make themselves good enough to gain God's favor by keeping the Jewish laws and customs. But that is not God's way of salvation. You can't get there by being good and keeping the law. No man can keep the law. They don't understand that Christ gives to those who trust in him everything they're trying to get by keeping his laws. He ends all of that. For Moses wrote that if a person could be perfectly good and hold out against temptation all of his life and never sin once, only then could he be pardoned and saved. That's really something to think about, how difficult that is to do that, isn't it? But the salvation that comes through faith says You don't need to search the heavens to find Christ and bring him down to help you. And you don't need to go among the dead to bring Christ back to life again. For salvation that comes from trusting Christ, which is what we preach, is already within easy reach of each of us. In fact, it is as near as our own hearts and our mouths. For if you tell others with your own mouth that Jesus Christ is your Lord, and believe in your own heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For it is by believing in his heart that a man becomes right with God. And with his mouth he tells others of his faith, confirming his salvation. For the scripture tells us that no one who believes in Christ will ever be disappointed. Jews and Gentiles are the same in this respect. They all have the same Lord who generously gives his riches to all those who ask him for them. Anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. But how then, how shall they ask him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? Now then, that's something you have to do. You have to get people out to tell who Jesus Christ is. Now then, and how will anyone go and tell them unless someone sends him? That is what the scriptures are talking about when they say, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace with God and bring glad tidings of good things. In other words, how welcome are those who come preaching God's good news. But not everyone who hears the good news has welcomed it. For Isaiah the prophet said, Lord, who has believed me when I told them? Yet faith comes from listening to this good news, comes from hearing the good news about Christ. Now, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I want to stress that over and over and over right here. That the only way that faith comes is by hearing the Word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Now, you must hear it and hear it and hear it and hear it. And if you'll continue to listen to it over and over and over, faith will finally come. And then you will get saved like that. You can get healed like that. You can get delivered like that. You can receive anything if you know God's promises. But the problem today is so few people know the promises of God. So get in the Word and study them. They're all there. Now, if you'd like to have audio, free audio and video teachings on all kinds of subjects, give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can get a list of many things and fill out an order form on the web and get free audio and video tapes. Praise the Lord Jesus.